Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to get to hang out with you here every week. And I hope you're having an amazing October wherever you are. If you have leaves changing, if it's a true autumn out there, wherever you live, I hope you enjoy for me, because I really do miss fall this time of year, living in Hawaii, where I know I'm not allowed to complain, but enjoy your fall sweater weather and all the things for me. But today is super special, and I'm so excited to share this really great interview with all of you. Many of you, like me, probably go way back with Max Lucado. Like, he was one of the first authors I read in my 20s when I was really growing in my faith. And when I found out that he was available to do a podcast interview, I got so excited. I was like, this is somebody so special in my faith journey. And then I get on with him and just discover that he is seriously, I told my family, I was like, that was the nicest man I've ever talked to. He's so sweet. And we chat about everything from golf and Hawaii to the tattoo he might get one day. But I invited him on to talk about his most recent book called God Never Gives Up on You. And this is the story of Jacob in the Old Testament, but it's really the story of God's grace, mercy, and relentless love. So I think Max's words will be an encouragement to you, whatever you might be facing in this season of life. I was really encouraged by everything that he shared. So I think you're going to enjoy this interview. But one fun kind of just life update from the Swanson family here on the podcast, I don't often get to share just what's going on in our lives. But because I know Max and I talk about golf, and we talk about how at that point when we were recording, I was getting ready to go to Arizona with Levi for the Drive, Chip, and Putt regional event. And also on September 20th, Matt Scharf, who's the good golf sensation on YouTube. I'll link to that interview in the show notes. But we also were talking about Levi and golf. Well, if you aren't on my email list, you may not know that Levi ended up taking the win in Scottsdale, Arizona, and has been invited to the national finals next April in Augusta, Georgia. So if you happen to be a golf family, you know how exciting that is. A couple years ago, I probably wouldn't have known how exciting it is, but our family will get to go to Augusta, Georgia. Levi will get to meet the pros and compete as a top 10 in the nation for the Drive, Chip, and Putt PGA event. So we are so excited. And if you happen to live in that region of the world, I'll be asking some questions as we get ready to go, because I'm thinking we might need to make this a little bigger trip and do a little exploring while we're over there in Georgia. So definitely message me if you live in that area or somewhere on the East Coast that you think we should visit. So we're really, really excited. Okay. And by the way, I should say, if you are not on my weekly email list, it's really easy to join. You can just go straight over to monicaswanson.com/subscribe. Leave your name and email address. Each week, I simply share a brief email with whatever is new on the podcast or in my writing. And then once a month, I share a little bit more with some links, some encouragement, usually something funny. And that's really the best place to be if you want to just keep up on all the happenings, be the first to know when I've got news. Again, monicaswanson.com. patreon.com/subscribe. I would love to have you join that crew. Okay, friends, now without further ado, let's jump in and hear from Max Lucado as we talk about what we can learn from Jacob about God's grace, mercy, and relentless love. I hope you're encouraged. Max Lucado, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
And mahalo for having me on the program.
I love it. But really, this is such an honor. And I'm just going to have to open up by saying, you go back with me further than you would know. I remember reading your books in my early days of faith long ago. And then reading your children's books, which I just love, to my kids long ago. And now you're still going, writing amazing books, doing great things. So I just want to thank you for your ministry and everything you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Monica. It's a great treat. It's a great treat. Great to connect with you and with all your wonderful audience.
Well, thank you. And I love that. I do have a wonderful audience, but I'm super excited to talk about your most recent book today and all the other things. But before we dive in, could you just give a brief introduction for anyone who doesn't know you?
Yeah. I'm from Texas, although I've lived most of my life in San Antonio, Texas. Mm-hmm. I've been a pastor at the same church since 1988.
Amazing.
And I was ordained in 1979. I was a drunk until I was about 20, and had a pretty radical transformation. And started hanging out with a group of guys that were going to be missionaries because the guys I was hanging out with were all going to go to jail. And I needed to change groups. And I ended up becoming a missionary myself. I lived in South America from 1983 to 88. That's where two of our three kids were born. We came here.
Wow.
And started writing in the days of Brazil. And It's been good. It's been fun. I love writing. I love kids. Right now, I'm in I'm 68 years old, and about 5 years ago, I moved into a teaching pastor role of our church. No longer senior pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is, I'm not in charge of anybody. I don't have to raise any money. And we've got my successor's our senior pastor, and he lets me preach about 20 times a year.
Mm.
But we love what we do.
Mm.
I got to say, I love Hawaii. we owned a place, not a big place, nothing fancy, little condo on the big island.
It's all you need.
And back and forth twice a year for a bit 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine wanted to recommit his wedding vows probably in 2002. And I went over to do that and got hooked.
Hooked. It happens.
And yeah. Next thing we knew, we were back and forth.
So, I love
great
it.
Great place. Just love the people.
I love it.
Just something contagious about the Aloha spirit.
Yes, I do agree. I love that. And you'll have to come back and hit my island sometime. We'd love to host you.
Well, I've been there a couple of times, you know, just to... I've jumped over a couple of times to preach and see friends.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, my son Levi would love to golf with you, so I think we might need to talk about.
Ooh, he would beat me. He would beat me for sure. I only golf on days that end in Y. That's the deal.
That's a good rule. He would like that. Oh, my goodness. But sincerely, I do want to just take another moment to say thank you so much, because when I look back at my own faith journey, I was reading your books so many years ago, and I believe you just have such a gift for taking some deep theological issues and bringing them down to earth, making them digestible and understandable. And you're funny, and you just have such a gift. So I really appreciate that. When I look back, I have many memories of being impacted by your books. If I remember right, In the Grip of Grace, what was that like, 1998? That was huge in my life.
Yeah.
And then when my kids were young, I loved reading your children's books. And in fact, we keep them out on our main bookshelf to this day. But I remember, I think it was You Are Special, about the Wemmix and Punchinello, and how that message actually profoundly impacted my understanding of my identity in Christ. And I tell people all the time, yes, get that book for your kids, but also pay attention, because there's quite a message in there for all of us.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting book, because it's all over the world. I can't keep up with the number of languages. And the reason is because, as you know, since you know the story, it's not a religious book. It's not. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
And so China distributes that book. Not every school system, but there are school systems in China.
Wow.
Of all that.
Wow.
That distribute that book.
So
you know what I'd like to do, Monica? Let me test an idea. I don't think I've told, but maybe half a dozen people, so your audience can help me here.
Wow.
I think I'd like to write a book for husbands.
Ooh.
Write a book for husbands about being the greatest husband. Something along the line of being an MVP husband.
Let's go.
And I've got a sudden heart for husbands. Mm. I mentioned that to some publishing people. And they said, well, men don't read books. I go, well, maybe they should.
they definitely should.
I think it doesn't come naturally for a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. They're good husbands, but they're going to be a great husband.
Yeah.
What would you say, what would you think should go in a book?
Oh, man.
To if a guy wanted to really be a great husband.
Ooh, wow.
The first thing that's in your mind.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think the first thing I think of is how many men haven't seen examples of or didn't grow up with a father who was a good husband. So I think your voice that could come in kind of fatherly to these men would be really special, just speaking into them in a way that maybe they've never been spoken to before. So that would be my first priority, is speak to their hearts and let them know how loved they are. And just encourage them, because,
because it doesn't come natural if you've not seen it.
Oh, for sure. Right? Absolutely.
I tell people a lot, we parent like our parents.
Uh-huh.
And we've all been through premarital counseling, even though we don't know we have, because we grew up in some kind of home. And by nature, we husband like we saw our father.
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah. Good point.
I'm curious how you learned to be a great husband, because from what I recall of your story, you didn't grow up with that example either.
Well, you would have to ask my wife if I'm a great husband. we weathered it.
Maybe I'll have her on next.
She's a delight. You would love her.
I would love to meet her.
But we have been married for 42 years.
That's great. Years. Incredible. It is. It's so special. And it's the greatest gift you can give your kids. So I told you before we hit record that I'm headed to Scottsdale, Arizona next week as we record. And we'll be also, besides Levi's Golf, we're going to be celebrating my parents' 59th anniversary while we're there. So that's pretty radical.
Wow.
Right?
I thought 42 was pretty good.
I know. Well, I thought 28 was pretty good. So we all just can keep encouraging one another. Okay, well, today, before we run out of time, we need to get to a new book that you've written that I have so enjoyed getting an early peek at. And you say that this book is not for the saints, not for those of us who have it all together. It's called God Never Gives Up on You. You're reflecting throughout the book on the story of Jacob. Can you just tell us a little bit about what's in this book?
Well, by the way, thanks for letting me on the program. Real treat. Jacob's an interesting person, because everybody knows his name.
Mm-hmm.
Even a religious, everybody's heard of Jacob or Israel, of course, his second name. They may not know the story. He's the grandson of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
He's the second born, only by a second. to his twin brother Esau.
Right.
He came out of the womb holding on to his brother's heel, which I mentioned in the book is a great triumph of irony, because that's how he spent his life, trying to pull others back so he could go far Mm-hmm. The striking thing about Jacob is that he's such a scoundrel, just such a scoundrel. Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about golf. I'll talk about it again. I play every week, not multiple times, but about once a week. And I play in the same group. And it's a bunch of hustlers. I love the guys, but man, they're you know, language is coarse. They're gambling, you know, passing buckets back and forth, and they're probably drinking too early in the day. And I can't believe they let a pastor play.
I love that
all the time. And they say, "Sorry, Max, you know," and they remind me of Jacob. Mm. I think they tend well. But do well, not very well.
Right.
And Jacob, you know, he just seemed like he had to take this into his own hands. So before the story gets very far, he's cheating his brother. He's lying to his father. He's running from his family. He marries someone by accident. He falls in love with one sister, marries her sister, which is just the most extraordinary story. Ends up having a gaggle of kids through two wives and two handmaidens, and it's chaos. He wrestles with God, literally. His sons go Rambo on a village, murdering everybody. So there are not many redeeming mm-hmm. things about.
Yeah.
But the big story is God. Yeah. God is the hero. Mm. And that's why it's a story of grace. You know, God's the hero of Max's story. Mm. God's the hero of Jacob's story. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you know, there's a lot to learn from this guy. And I think the big way is God's faithfulness, mm-hmm. that God never.
Hey guys, I want to take a quick second to tell you about a pretty great math curriculum. Whether you homeschool your kids or they go to school but could use a little extra help at home with their math skills, CTC Math is a great option I hope you'll check out. Now, I've written a little review of CTC Math over on my blog. I'll link to that in show notes, or you can go directly to the ctcmath.com website and see everything that's in there. But I want to tell you a couple of really cool features. See, CTC Math uses adaptive questions. These are interactive questions that change in difficulty depending on your student's ability. They use a smart algorithm that tracks your student's progress and delivers questions based on their needs. The student won't even know this is happening, and this helps them build confidence and master concepts. Now, I love their video tutorials. They are short, like 4 to 9 minutes long, so they don't drag it out all day, but they keep them interesting, interactive, and really fun, and their lessons are clear, complete, and so easy to follow. Now, there's a whole lot more great features that you'll want to check out over at the ctcmath.com website. One thing I love is that CTC Math offers a 12-month money-back guarantee, no questions asked. So really, you've got nothing to lose. Check them out. Let me know what you think. Again, there will be a link in the show notes, or go to ctcmath.com, and can't wait to hear how you like it. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA for 10% off today. So good. And I love that each chapter you not only help us understand what's going on in the Bible, but then turn it and reflect on our lives as well. And I think that as parents, you're talking to a lot of moms here, we often feel like we're blowing it. At the end of the day, we're like, why would God even choose me to raise these kids? What was he thinking? I can't get this right. I think we can be really, really hard on ourselves. And so I think this book has just encouraged me as a mom to recognize that it's really not my story. I'm not the hero of this parenting journey. It's really about God and pointing my kids to God, even in my mistakes and brokenness. So such an important message. One thing you talk about that I think is important in this book is how important it is to look at the past before we move forward. For somebody who's dealing with some mistakes, maybe things that they want to get over, you talk about how Jacob needed to come face to face with his past, and we need to do the same. Can you speak into that a little bit?
Well, so Jacob, as you follow his story, it's Jacob is not unlike the prodigal son. You know, the story of the prodigal son is rebelling against his father, ending up in a mess, and repenting and coming back home. And Jacob's story is like that. He didn't outwardly, he did rebel. I mean, he lied to his dad.
Yeah.
He ran away, and he ended up in a pig pen of sorts.
Yeah.
With his uncle Laban, and then kind of came to his senses, and it was time to go back. And to get back to Canaan or Bethel, he had to go through the land of Esau, his big brother.
Mm-hmm.
His big brother was kind of a 4x4 dude. He had a rifle rack on his pickup truck and tattoos. He was a muscle man. He was a hunter. He was a fisherman, and he was never happier than when he was hunting down bucks and driving in trucks. That's the kind of guy that he sold. And so Jacob did not know what he would find when Jacob saw Esau.
Yeah,
And in order to get back home, he had to go through the land of Esau and come face to face with his past. Mm. There's a metaphor there. There's a principle there. And that is for us to really get home with God, with ourselves. We've got to come to grips with our past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our past... And when I say our past, the decisions that we made for which we have regrets, choices that we would do differently, seasons in our lives, you know, maybe that summer during college, those 2 years when you were roaming the country, you know, and you were just one dumb thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pretend that didn't happen. We can't pretend. And we can't be defined by that. So the Christian faith says that when we say yes to Christ, he says yes to us, and he brings healing into our lives, not just for the future, but for our past.
Mm.
And so Jacob had to go through the land of Esau, and he didn't know what was waiting on him.
Mm.
And when he got there, I hate to give away the, you know, spoiler alert, but when he got there, he discovered that God had already worked on Esau's heart.
Wow.
And Esau was soft. He was soft toward his brother Jacob, and healing happened. And I pray that healing can happen, for all of us regarding our past. Here's a practical thing, if I could go so far. To deal with your past, set aside some time to talk to Jesus about it. Go away. Spend, you know, as much time as you need. Get to a quiet place and say, Jesus, you know, when I was 27 years old, I did that. And you know it, Jesus. I know it. And here's exactly what I did. I'm not going to pretend I didn't do it.
Mm.
But here's exactly what I did in that place, in that house. Or here's what I did. And you know what, Jesus? Some stuff was done to me, too. And hurt. And talk to him like a friend. Talk to him like a friend. And say, Jesus, where were you during that? Could you speak words over me?
Mm.
Sometimes this is better done in the presence of a counselor mm-hmm. or a pastor. Yeah. Or even a trusted friend.
Yeah.
You're not needing somebody to tell you what you did was right or right. cover it up. That doesn't work. But just get honest. Have a good get honest with God session about it. And I would hope and I think you will either sense or hear God speak words of grace mm. over that man.
Wow.
And then it may take several times. It may take the rest of your life.
Wow.
Will speak words of grace over that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that with confidence is because we see it over and over yes. and over in the Bible. Mm-hmm. For crying out loud, look at David.
Mm.
The guy cheated, the guy seduced a woman and murdered her husband.
Mm.
We put people in prison for that. Mm-hmm. And yet Psalm 51 is a great psalm of repentance and sorrow. Look at Saul. Before Saul became the Apostle Paul, before he built churches, he killed Christians.
Yeah.
And yet he got to the point, by God's grace, that he could say, this I do, forgetting what lies behind, I press forward to what lies ahead.
Yeah.
And so for your listeners today, I would say, I wonder if there's somebody who needs to, you know, deal with that moment in the past, in the presence of Jesus, and move into your future, having dealt with it.
That's huge. So why do you think we hesitate so much to receive God's grace?
Yeah, because we don't have anything like it on the planet.
So true. So true.
I mean, it's just so foreign.
Right?
Everything, even the people who love us well still have some conditional love.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's
huge. They don't need to. They don't need to. And I don't need to. I don't intend to. But I, you know, I still say, if you'll do this, I'll love you more. There's a tap in there.
Yes. That
with God, there's none of it. There's none of it.
Ah, the upside down kingdom.
Yeah, the upside down kingdom.
Ah.
And God sees the end from the beginning. And so he sees the end of our life from the beginning of our life. He knows every day we're going to live, every decision we're going to make.
Mm.
And still loves us. Still loves us.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, I might love somebody based on their life so far.
Mm.
But God people based on their lives entirely.
Wow. That's stuff we could just chew on all day long. And I love it. And I think for us moms too, I love this idea of taking time away and reflecting on a time in our past. But sometimes it's just at the end of the day that we feel like we've blown it, lost our temper, we're selfish with our time, whatever it might be. I think even in those small moments, we can sit before the Lord and do the same thing in a little microcosm way, right?
Yeah. And because we don't have the luxury sometimes of getting away for a day.
Right. We dream of that.
Yeah, we dream of it.
Right.
Where do you buy that?
Right. But I love this, you know, the idea that his grace is never ending and we can sit before him every day and just receive that grace because it's not all about us. Which is such great news for all of us parents and for all people, and really related to that. But I was hoping you would touch on briefly before we close just the message of the gospel and how Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection actually shows up in Jacob's story and in all of our stories. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the unique element of our faith that separates our faith from any other religion or philosophy is that every other religion or philosophy says do, the Christian faith says done.
Mm.
Every other faith says do this, do more, be better, learn more, but the Christian faith says done. It was done for us. It was accomplished by Jesus on the cross. But just yesterday, I ran into a friend who had just gotten a new tattoo.
Mm.
And she said, are you ever going to get a tattoo? And I said, you know, I have thought about it. I have. Then she said, what would you get? And I said, and I've not done it yet, Monica, but I wouldn't be.
I'm going to stay tuned.
Okay. And it's a beautiful Greek word, tetelestai, tetelestai. Mm. And that's the phrase Jesus used when he hung on the cross. Mm. And he said, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
Something tetelestai, but tetelestai, it is paid. It is paid.
Wow.
I'd love to have that tattooed right here on my wrist if I ever got up the courage so that I could tell so people would see it and say, what does that mean?
Absolutely. There we go. Okay. I'm thinking 70th birthday, maybe.
Okay,
you know?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
I love
it. On the other, I put 316. I put the number 3, and then hold on. Let's see if I can do this. I put that symbol. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Here, wait. We're gonna take a picture because people won't see this. Okay, let's hold on. No, but I'm gonna take a picture to show. There we go. I'll put that picture in show notes. So
I put God so loved the world that mm-hmm. he gave us one son. How did I get off on that, Monica?
I love that. You're talking about the gospel. And
yeah, the gospel. They had to tell us, it's finished. Yeah. You know, it's a done deal.
I love it.
And so I think Jacob's story is a picture of mm-hmm. absolute grace on the part of God. Because I really look hard. What did Jacob do? He prayed, I think, twice. There's two recorded prayers. And one of those prayers is a bit dicey. I wrote a whole chapter because he was negotiating. He with
him. Yeah.
The other prayer is a beautiful prayer. To his credit, mm-hmm. There's not a recorded sermon. There's not really as an example of morality or a father.
No,
not the best. Mm-mm. But you know, God had made a promise. He had made a promise that he would bless the world through the descendants of Abraham, and he kept that promise. So it's grace. It's just all grace. So I think there's a lot of gospel in there.
Ah, so good. Well, I hope everybody can read it. I'll be linking to it in the show notes, of course. And if people just want to find and follow you right now, where can they go online to track you down?
Well, right now, I'm in my office. maxlocato.com.
Awesome. And you're even...
I'm at the Oak Hills Church. Come and see us sometime. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see you all.
You're even on the gram. You're on Instagram. We've been watching you.
Yes. Yeah, I do all that stuff.
You do. You're so hip. You're I love it. Well, thank you. You're gonna get a tat.
I'm a surfer just like your son.
I can't wait. This is all very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been a joy talking to you, and I love your book, all your books, but this most recent one is really special. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and all the best to you and your beautiful family. I hope your son does great at the golf tournament.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Aloha for now. All right, friends. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Max Lucado, and links to his book and where you can follow him and all the other things will be found at monicaswanson.com/Max-Lucado. And that's LUCADO. I had so much fun talking with Max, and I hope you are really encouraged. And we have so many more great interviews coming up this fall and winter. So many topics I can't wait to share with you all. So be sure you've clicked on that follow or subscribe button on your phone where you follow podcasts. And also be sure you're on my email list, which you can join at monicaswanson.com/subscribe. That's the best way to make sure you never miss anything. I keep my emails short and sweet, and once a month I share some fun links and encouragement and fun. So be sure to join again, monicaswanson.com/subscribe. All right, you guys, thanks for being here. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.